How could the CCP adversely impact California? Commentary. Numerous media outlets, including the Epoch Times, have extensively reported on the malign activities of the Chinese Communist Party throughout Asia and the rest of the world. Examples include persistent militarized bullying in the Indo-Pacific, the infamous COVID-19 cover-up, disrupting foreign energy grids, the fentanyl crisis, and predatory lending to vulnerable developing states. For decades, the CCP has exercised control over its own citizens through fear and conducted unconventional warfare against Western democracies. The CCP's theft of intellectual property is also well chronicled, as are its habit of dumping products such as cheap goods and electric vehicles on other nations, yet restricting foreign investment, products, and land purchases in China. Additionally, the atheistic CCP brutalizes minorities and spiritual groups within China. The coerced harvesting of healthy organs from people of faith has been highly documented, yet the regime continues to carry out these diabolical surgical procedures. Does this mean that Californians must be wary of the Chinese people? Not at all. However, we should be aware of the long-term modus operandi of the CCP in its quest for preeminence. The effects are being felt in many parts of the world, including the United States, and undoubtedly, California is being affected. Let us count the ways. In 2022, the Chinese-owned Prestige Biotech Lab in Reedley, California, was discovered and then shut down based on a fortunate tip from a code enforcement officer. The illegal lab carried out experiments on mice and contained a number of infectious biological agents. If the viruses had escaped, Fresno County and beyond could have faced an environmental and health disaster. Since this was a fortunate discovery, one can only speculate as to how many other such biolabs exist in the state. Next, a number of Chinese nationals have been caught attempting to breach or surveil California's military facilities such as Camp Pendleton and have taken photos of bases. Other officials associated with the CCP have purchased land in close proximity to military installations. It's not a great leap to understand the reason for these behaviors, and it certainly can impact national security, especially through espionage and cyber attacks. Third, businesses aligned with the CCP have also bought up valuable farmland and transportation terminals. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has taken a hard look at these purchases and in some cases has terminated these transactions. It's suicidal to allow the CCP to worm its way into any American communication or transportation network. Fourth, thousands of Chinese nationals have crossed the southern border without rigorous vetting, and it's anyone's guess how many gotaways escaped detection and are in the United States, including California. While some might be seeking opportunity, one wonders how many harbor subversive intentions on the orders of the CCP. Fifth, the CCP invests in academic and corporate research in California, all the while playing up the virtues of China as it denigrates the principles of ordered liberty. It also coerces Chinese students studying in our universities to remain loyal to the Chinese regime and refrain from criticizing the CCP. This is an effort to shape a global pro-PRC narrative. Sixth, one of the most corrosive influences on the state is the social media platform TikTok. The users of this app appear ignorant as to the dangers of this platform. Despite repeated safety claims by parent company ByteDance, this app is highly addictive, erodes normal social relations, and inflicts harm on young people. The algorithms encourage addictive behaviors, and the federal government wants to ban it due to its ties with Beijing unless ByteDance sells the app to break the China connection. Is it any wonder that the CCP doesn't even allow it in China? Seventh, while the CCP must confront colossal internal challenges such as rising corporate and government debt, environmental degradation, a struggling economy, and arrest of younger generation, it remains a destabilizing force to nations that value free markets, individual liberty, and the rule of law. The CCP shows little gratitude for the Western businesses and government agencies that helped China to develop, as illustrated by a lack of reciprocity in foreign relations. The CCP's behavior has forced several nations to pull back from China in order to secure new markets where basic rules of commerce are generally accepted. In conclusion, if we witness lawless actions that threaten freedom and security, it's crucial to speak out and take action. It's important to remember that the anti-liberty CCP is a threat to the Chinese people and to global peace and security.